This is The Naked Scientists with Chris, Vic and Dave. If you'd like to join in tonight's programme, then you can email. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. Bob's come back to us. He's actually listening in Canada because he came up with this week's Kitchen Science. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Now, how's your tea doing? Have you made a cup of tea out there?
Actually, no, I'm not drinking this afternoon.
Okay, well, Dave has done your experiment, so let's find out from Dave how it's going. Dave?
Well, I've set up the three mugs of tea. Two of them have got cream in them. One of them I mix it in well, and the other one I haven't. And there's one which I haven't added the cream to yet.
And the reason for leaving the cream unmixed was because you thought that it might have lots of fat on the surface, which would act a bit like a sort of insulating blanket on the top of the liquid and stop the heat loss.
That was my theory. I'm not entirely sure whether it's okay. Worked, but we'll find out. Okay, so at the moment, the temperature of the one with without the milk in it yet is 42.5 degrees centigrade. The one with the milk in while mixing is about 43.5, and the one which I didn't mix in is still back to 42.5 degrees centigrade.
So unmixed, no milk in it yet, and it's still just about the same temperature as the one that was...
In fact, the one which I haven't put the milk in yet is actually lower temperature than the one which had the milk cream in to start
okay,
with.
Okay, so right, let's add the milk.
Add some cream in here. So I've got a measure to make sure that it's fair. I'm not cheating by putting...
Yeah, he's got a sort of egg cup and he's adding... This is very creamy tea, but at least we know it's very, very rigorous science that's going on here. So
I give that a good stir to make sure it's fair. I've got to wait a little bit for the thermometer to react.
Okay.
Okay, so now adding the milk, the cream later, it's down to about 40.8 degrees centigrade. The one where we mix in well is at 43.5.
Cool, so we've got an answer to it. We can give Bob the answer to what he should do in his tea break, but why... Are we seeing this? What's the sort of science going on here?
Yeah, it worked pretty much as we'd expected, really. Well, adding the cream cools the drink down, but it doesn't really matter whether it's done at the beginning or the end of the process. It's going to have a similar sort of effect. Well, so what we're really interested in is the amount of heat that's lost through convection, conduction, evaporation, etc., you know, all the ways the heat's going to get out of this cup. The more heat the tea loses, the cooler the tea's going to end up in the end. Now, hot tea loses heat quicker than the cold tea because the difference in temperature between it and the surroundings is going to be much bigger. So when we added the cream to the first cup, it spent about half an hour at a lower temperature than the second cup. So it's going to lose less heat than the cup which had the cream added afterwards. So once all the cream is added, the cup which had the cream added first is going to be warmer.
Right, so what this means for Bob is that, coming back to his tea break, he needs to make the tea and add the milk or cream at that point and then go off and do whatever the interruption demands. Because if he does that after the interruption, the tea will be, by definition, colder.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, it seems there's another effect going on because the tea which we didn't have the cream in it, actually after half an hour, was colder than the tea which had the cream added in the beginning. So the cream seems to actually have an insulating effect as well.
What about the one that you did where you just put the cream in and layered it on the top, thinking it would have a sort of insulating effect? The fat would float to the top and this would stop the heat getting out. Has that worked?
I mean, there was a bit of an insulating effect, but it didn't seem to be any better than the one where I mixed it in. It's probably because the cream was actually denser than the tea, so it sank to the bottom, so it didn't produce a very good insulating layer.
Or is it just that most of the heat's being lost through the sides of the mug and the actual amount coming off the top isn't very big?
And there's going to be a lot of heat loss from the side, but I think the top's still going to be quite significant.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dave. So, Bob, there you go. You have your answer tested here live on The Naked Scientists.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so that's scientifically proven on The Naked Scientists.
Okay, well, I enjoy my tea almost as much as I enjoy The Naked Scientists.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for a great idea for an experiment.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers there. Bob Reed, and he's in Canada, listens to us on our podcast, which you can get from our website, that's nakedscientist.com/podcast.